So it's always cool during the draft to see families that are together and the emotion. And, you know, I mean, that's such a cool moment to be drafted and, you know, your journey. You don't have to be a Penn State fan to feel for this. So Penn State had two guys drafted in the first round last night. Did you happen to notice when they went into their homes who was a very familiar guy at both places?
No.
James Franklin.
Oh.
So his two really draft picks live an hour apart.
Whoa.
And so he was able to enjoy both of them. Like he drove. So they just put out a video. This is pretty cool.
That's a lot of free food.
That he like was sprinting after his offensive lineman went Fashuna.
Yeah.
And then he was able to get to Robinson's house.
Chop.
So that he could be there as well.
That is impressive.
That's pretty cool. I mean, my thoughts about James Franklin, but that's that's why the draft is so good, because you get stories like that and emotion, and you don't know which one's the girlfriend, which one's the sister.
Right. Yes.
Sometimes the girlfriend looks like the mom.
I know.
It's a side piece.
You sit there as they're showing Bo Nix being drafted, and I'm like, oh, okay. So there's his dad, who was an Auburn legend.
Yeah.
I was thinking, dang, Bo Nix and Zach Wilson are the same age.
Yep. That is kind of crazy. And Zach Wilson's now onto his second team. Yeah. So when they were showing, I mentioned Deshaun Foster was in the green room too. And you've seen coaches in previous drafts too that make it, and they're invited back to the green room of the family, a big part of it. We kind of alluded to this talking about Nebraska in the draft. At one point, will we see Matt Rhule back there?
It's a whole goal. Scott Frost.
Of course, pointing.
Frost told me one time, because I said, hey, when Mike Hughes got drafted, well, he was at Nebraska. He went to the green room.
Mm-hmm.
So he was at the draft. And that was his goal, because the same night that he was in the green room for his former player, so was Saban. So was Kirby. Yeah. So was Day. And like that was his thing that got him juiced up. I'm in the green room.
And look at the people you're surrounded by. Yeah. Look at the college coaches you're surrounded by.
It's a no-brainer. If you're a coach that has a guy drafted and get to be in the first round and got invited to the green room, I'd be there. I'd be there, and I would make sure that, I got my hug in, but the camera got a piece of me as well.
Absolutely.
Oh, you're always be recruiting.
Yep, exactly. Exactly. Look at
So when you say if you think Matt Rhule will be there, sure as hell is going to try.
Yep. Yeah. That's the whole goal, is if you get that
smock.
You get that first rounder in, and he's right there, and he'd do the right thing. He'd be one of the last guys to get his daps in, because it's going to be about the family. But I also saw, I can't remember if it was Caleb Williams or if it was, I can't remember. It might have been even Malik Nabers, but I think they were getting so bored and waiting for it, the whole thing to start. They're playing like Uno. There was a whole table.
Were there no magnet tiles available?
There's playing card games.
Wasn't Caleb Williams playing Uno before the draft? Like, and they showed him playing Uno
probably before
the draft.
And maybe it might have been Caleb Williams.
Or was earlier in the day he was playing Uno? Yeah, I think it was Caleb Williams. It was earlier in the day.
Okay.
He was doing an interview and he was playing Uno while he was talking to the camera.
That's your quarterback.
Go fish. What? There was a moment that I appreciated
now
Caleb
I'm on
Williams.
Team Verz.
In the pre-draft intro, I guess, to the coverage.
Travis playing Uno?
They were talking about how everybody has to get it right with the commissioner, and he leaned into the hugging and of his mother thing. He said, all of a sudden Caleb Williams pops out and goes, we're doing hugs? I'm in. And so it's kind of like the ha-ha, because that's part of the whole criticism there too. So, when people are pointing out something that could be a red flag, he leaned into it.
Goodell struggled last night. He couldn't read from a card.
No, he had a tough time.
I mean, he just had back surgery, so they were.
Yeah.
They asked players not to give him like a deep hug. That one guy, Tennessee's pick, picked
Latham,
him up.
Yeah. Latham.
Him up.
Yeah.
But yeah, Goodell struggled reading last night.
He did.
Boo.
Yep.
All right. Enjoy Nebraska's spring social event tomorrow.
Spring Hootenanny. Go have a hot dog.
A red one.
Yes. Have two of them. Hey, maybe there could be some weather early and everyone could get free food.
No, it's going to be a nice day.
Yeah.
I know.
It's going to be a nice day. It's going to be an event. enjoy, have some overreactions, and share them with us on Monday when we reconvene.
Raiola, one for one. He's my pick to click.
Well.
And then they'll sit him down.
The one promising thing, it's been a while since Nebraska's been in a bowl game. They will not lose tomorrow.
Nope. Hell no.
Live, laugh, love, and punt. Have a great weekend, everybody. Stay dry. Enjoy the football. We'll be back on Monday to talk about it at 6 with another edition of Mornings with Sharp and Hanley and Jimmy on 1620 The Zone.